FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
The top story is making headlines aside. Eskom says there is low risk of load shedding this weekend. An education department to initiate its own investigation into the death of a learner at a public school.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Sheffield United shake up Premier League's top six. And finally, Andy Murray delays a comeback as pelvic injury lingers. I'll have more on these stories at 4:30.
UJFM. Traffic. UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominique Machola. Eskom says there was enough capacity, or rather there is enough capacity on the grid, so that risk of load shedding is low for this weekend. The struggling power utility has managed to keep the lights on since last week due to its improved generation units. Eskom says they are monitoring the system closely and will continue to give periodic updates on the status of the power utility. Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi held a media briefing where he announced that his department will conduct its own investigation into the death of Enoch Mpanzi. This after the Parktown Boys High School learner drowned in the Crocodile River. Lesufi has expressed sadness after Mpanzi's body was found. The parents have paid their last respects at the site where the drowning happened. And lastly, former Northwest Health Head of Department Thabo Lekalaka has been fired. Lekalaka, who is a medical doctor, was suspended over allegations of corruption and links to state capture through underhanded dealings with controversial Gupta family business in 2018. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 14 rand 44 cents, the euro is at 18 rand 84 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 4 cents. Gold will cost you $1,558.77 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny, with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 30 degrees and expected low of 17 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, Eskom says there is low risk of load shedding this weekend. This information was supplied by EWN News. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Machola. More news updates to follow at 4:30.
UJFM Traffic.